In this bulletin, tributes for cricketer Shane Warne, who's died at the age of 52. The International Criminal Court to investigate Russian officials suspected of war crimes in Ukraine. And the Paralympics have begun in Beijing. With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Dyett. Victoria's Premier Daniel Andrews has offered Shane Warne's family a state funeral, saying Victoria has lost an icon and Australia has lost a legend. The 52-year-old cricketer died of a suspected heart attack at a wellness resort on the island of Koh Samui in Thailand. Warne's management released a statement saying he was found unresponsive in his villa and couldn't be revived, while Thai police say his death is not being treated as suspicious. Affectionately known as Warney, he made his test debut in 1992 and set a world record of 708 test wickets, a feat only bettered by Sri Lanka's Muthiah Muralitharan. Victoria's Sports Minister Martin Bakula says the Great Southern Stand at the Melbourne Cricket Ground will be renamed the SK Warne Stand. Cricket Australia Chairman Dr. Lachlan Henderson says renaming the stadium would honour Warne's memory.
That would seem a very appropriate acknowledgement of Shane Warne. You know, he's been an icon of the game. Obviously, Victoria and St Kilda Cricket Club, Victoria, our Australian team for so many years. He also played cricket all around the world, so it's a very fitting tribute for Shane Warne.
The federal and Queensland governments have announced a $558 million package for small businesses and organisations in the state's flood-affected communities. And 19 local government areas across southeast Queensland will receive $1 million to assist urgent clean-up efforts. Deputy Premier Stephen Miles has welcomed the support.
Businesses can now apply for up to $50,000 of support from that program. To do so, they just need to go to the QRider website. And of course, the Queensland government is there to assist people. Primary producers can apply for up to $75,000. And sporting clubs like here at Mitchelton FC can apply for $20,000. This is the first round of support. While we continue to assess the damage and determine whether and what form future rounds of support should look like.
The death toll in the Queensland floods remains at 10, with two people missing. New South Wales has recorded 10,017 new COVID cases and 10 deaths, while Victoria has reported 5,721 cases and 24 deaths. In Queensland, there were 4,152 new cases and 12 deaths. Tasmania has 941 new infections and one death, while the ACT has 696 new COVID cases and no deaths. The Northern Territory is reporting 386 new cases and one COVID-related death, and Western Australia has 2,289 cases. The United Nations' top human rights body has approved a resolution that aims to set up a three-member panel of experts to monitor human rights violations in Ukraine. Some 32 of the 47 member states of the UN Human Rights Council voted in favour of the resolution, while 13 abstained. The International Criminal Court will now launch an investigation into senior Russian officials believed responsible for war crimes and genocide amid a rising civilian death toll and widespread destruction of property. More than $1.4 million in donations will soon be sent to the families of six children killed in Tasmania's Jumping Castle tragedy after legal issues over an online fundraiser were resolved. The six Hillcrest Primary School students were killed when a jumping castle and several inflatable Zorb balls became airborne during end-of-term celebrations in December. A Winter Paralympics set against the backdrop of Russia's invasion of Ukraine has begun, with the Ukrainians' marching party applauded at the Beijing opening ceremony, where International Paralympic Committee President Andrew Parsons called for peace. Days after Ukraine's team and staff completed an arduous journey east, And less than 30 hours after Russian and Belarusian athletes were banned from the Games, members of Ukraine's 54-person delegation marched in the Bird's Nest on Friday. Ukraine has 20 athletes and 9 sighted guides in Beijing. Without specifically naming Russia, Belarus, which has supported the invasion, or Ukraine, IPC President Parsons called on world authorities to promote peace.
I must begin with a message of peace. As the leader of an organization with inclusion at its core, where diversity is celebrated and differences embraced, I am horrified at what is taking place in the world right now.
Well, now, tomorrow's weather: Perth, a sunny day and 34 degrees. Adelaide, partly cloudy, 24. Melbourne, a shower or two and 21. Hobart, cloudy and 17. Canberra, a shower or two and windy, 24. Wollongong, rain, possible heavy falls, 24 degrees. Sydney, similar conditions, 26. Newcastle, showers and 27. Brisbane, showers, a possible storm, 33. Cairns, partly cloudy, 36, and Darwin, a shower or two and a possible storm, and 33 degrees. I'm Greg Dyett, and this is SBS News.